Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now listen to us two times a week. We are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 and Fridays from 3 until 4. You can follow us on our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or any feedback or any insight or suggestions, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we'd also appreciate if you'd go to our fan page on Facebook and like the Divine Goddess Radio Show. Every month we do a drawing for a half-hour reading, so you could be put into the drawing. So that's another reason for doing it. And it's also about building community for those of you who are going through experiences and wanting to know if you're the only one who's experiencing things differently than what you ever have. So have I left anything, Marie? I think I got everything.
Nope.
Other than that, welcome to Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, if you do want to book any sessions with us, we are available together and separately. We do goddess parties. We do them by phone. We do them by Skype. We do them in person. We travel. If you would like to put something like that together, if you have 10 or more people at your party, you as the host would get your reading for free. So something to keep in mind. Graduations, a lot of wedding bridal showers, a lot of fun things going on this summer.
And also, it's not just readings. We also do classes. So if you're wanting a class, we do different classes on a variety of different things, but one in particular would be trusting your intuition. So We do come into your home. We come into the business. We go anywhere. We go into the school systems. We also teach about crystals and stones and classes on how to bring more joy into your life and living from your heart's desires. And so we do a variety of different things. So, again, you can email us, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth, 651-900-4136.
Yes, and tonight we have a wonderful guest with us. Her name is Kim Eisen, and she will be talking about EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique. So welcome, Kim.
Welcome, Kim.
Hi. Hi. Glad to be here.
Good, good, good. Do you want to talk, Kim, about give people a little bit of feedback about yourself and how you got started with EFT?
Well, yeah, EFT is one of the tools, the emotional freedom techniques that I use with helping people kind of get rid of their stuff, right? We've all got stuff. And
exactly.
It just depends how much it's bothering you today. And I started the healing life coaching back in 99 and brought on EFT in about 2004, and it was just a perfect marriage to helping people, you know, quickly and easily get rid of their stuff. So it's the joy of my life.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great, great, great.
Yeah.
People who don't know what EFT or Emotional Freedom Technique is, can you explain what it is?
Sure. Emotional Freedom Technique is kind of think of it as acupuncture without the needles. And what we're addressing is the energy system in your body, and specifically the emotional energy, because I think everybody's aware that there's energy running through and around our bodies, but they're not quite sure what all that means. You know, I think for us to talk about it, it's kind of a no-brainer, but not everybody really, really understands that. So simply put is how you feel. You know, because the energy or the emotional energy behind everything is going to produce how you feel right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay.
It does.
Okay. So if there's something that's off or it's not feeling right with you, and it could be a multitude of things, you know, whether it's, you know, anger or depression or just feeling empty or stuck, anxiety, that kind of thing. You know, those type of feelings are produced because some people call it a block in your energy system, and it's really just how the emotional energy is coming out regarding certain situations. So what we do with the EFT is connect with that emotion or the energy behind it and try to neutralize and release what we call the trigger emotion. You know, like if it was anger, you know, you're triggered. So if we can release the intensity around that emotion, then you can just kind of breathe, relax, maybe think clearly and make a better decision for yourself. So it's just a really quick and easy way where, you know, you don't have to go to therapy for years to take care of this stuff. Sometimes it can be done in minutes. Of course, we've all lived life, so typically most people have more than one little thing that's a challenge. You know, maybe some pattern in their life or...
Can the EFT be used for, like, if people have energy blocks for finances? Because I know that's a lot of where people are at right now, their concerns. Can that be something that EFT helps?
Absolutely. And the thing about it is when you're really stuck or you're worried, okay, when it comes to finance, most people are worried, frightened, scared, afraid, confused, and all those are emotions with the emotional energy behind it. Now, what happens is when you have that worry, we'll just say worry for now, when you have that worry, what you're actually doing is preventing the money from coming to you. It's like this block saying, no, universe, I'm worried. Don't bring the money to me because I'm thinking about not having it.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're getting what you want because you're thinking about not having it, so the universe says, okay, I'll give you more of not having it if you're going to worry about it.
Makes sense.
So if we can reduce or eliminate the worry. Now, there's a difference between, you know, a natural concern and a worry. And a natural concern is something you can kind of maybe get clarity and walk through. But worry, sometimes we just can't get past it. I mean, you can't sleep at night. It's spinning around in your head. I read this last week, and I thought this was beautiful. It says that we all have this tendency to be pointlessly preoccupied.
True. Very true.
I laugh so darn hard. I'm just like, oh, my God, you know. That is so true. But what happens with that, because it is true, but what happens with that, we're not focused on any of the stuff we really want. So whether, you know, you have pain and you don't want pain, or you want health, you know, you kind of reverse it. If you have pain and you want health, or if you're grieving, you know, you just want some peace. And so when we can reduce all that chaos or eliminate it, now it's like, oh, now I can breathe. Now I can start pivoting and going towards what I want.
Wow, that's interesting. Very interesting. It's exactly what's needing to be heard right now.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
I did ask Spirit, just, you know, whatever your listeners need to hear come through.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. So how do you get started with this technique?
As far as what? In a session?
Say someone is having, you know, an issue with finances, for example. What do you do to do this technique? I mean, how do you get started, and what does it entail?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's unique, and what it entails, first of all, let me just give this to your listeners, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I have an easy EFT quick start guide that they can download. It's free on my website. And it's really got a lot of information in, I think, 14 pages. So they can even get started on their own.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So is it like a visual thing that they'd be able to, or is it something they would read? Is it a visual? Okay.
Well, they read and has the visualization of the tapping points. So they can just get it at doeft.com, go ahead, download it, it's free.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah. And that's doeft.com in case somebody didn't understand that. But so to get back to your question, this is where, you know, really, you know, having somebody that knows what they're doing and can guide you. But it's not like everybody's unique. Because if somebody's worrying about money, a lot of times it's because of past memories, right? It's like, I didn't have money at one time and I don't want that to happen again. So you're kind of stuck in this fear.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the first time you haven't had money. So now you're spinning out because you don't even know what to do with it. So everybody's unique and not in their emotions. We are not unique in our emotions. We have this range of emotions, and everybody has it. But what we are unique in is our own situation. Okay?
Okay.
So to get started with somebody, it's really, you know, it's really about taking off the good little girl or good little boy hat and addressing the elephant in the room. Okay, it's about total honesty about how I feel, you know, and however you feel is true for you. And we take all logic out of it because logic just doesn't play well with your emotions.
It doesn't. You know? It does not at all.
I mean, you could tell somebody all day long, you should think this way, but boy, if they've got that little girl inside of them that was hurt when she was 5 years old, she's a pretty powerful little girl.
Oh, yes.
that's gonna sabotage you until you address it. Now, I say little girl, what I mean is the energy at the time a situation happened when you were little.
Exactly.
Okay? But we call it the inner child or, you know, the little girl or the little boy. It just makes it easier to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So how I begin is just, what's wrong? What's up? What's happening right now? And we take off from there. And it's going to be a tad different for everybody.
Exactly.
So when we, you know, what I do personally, of course, is, you know, ask questions. And what we're trying to do is get to a core cause. Now, it doesn't mean we have to get to it, but because sometimes I'll give you an example. Is I had a client that just really had self-image issues. Thought she was ugly and just everything just kind of spun out from there. Very attractive person. But she just couldn't get past it. And when we were going through, we kind of allow the things to show up. We don't, like, go searching. We allow it to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 5 years old, had beautiful long hair, and her mother decided to send her to get one of those bowl cuts. with the bangs were like an inch. And it was the first time she had seen herself as the shock. I mean, she just felt ugly because that she had that comfort of that long hair, and that's what she was used to, and everybody commented on her long hair, and now all of a sudden, this is a whole different person she doesn't know. Okay, as an adult, we're sitting here, no big deal, she got a haircut. Well, that incident changed everything she felt about herself in that moment. It was huge. And once we could tap out the shock, the trauma, and this is where we talk about bigger little traumas, it's really our judgment. To me, there's not a lot of different levels in trauma, because that trauma to her was as big as some major traumas that we might think somebody might have. But, and what happens, that recorded in her energy system at the emotional intensity at the time of recordation. So even if you're an adult and you look back and you go, well, that's no big deal, that's stupid, it's still in her energy system. So life goes on, right? That's kind of a foundation or a core thing. Life goes on, and then another little thing happens. Maybe she gets a little acne. There's a brick on the wall. You know, this thing happens, another brick, another brick. You know, soon all she's doing is staring at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we just address some of the bricks, and the whole wall goes away.
Wow. Very interesting, very interesting. And does EFT work with, can it work with everything and anything that somebody's going through with any form of block? Have you ever not seen it not work?
I think one time it didn't work, and I think the person was just in too much chaos to even play.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
They were just too wound up in their own stuff. But I'll tell you, I've been doing, the core cause for 15, but the EFT for over 10 years, and it just works. It really, really works.
So can you describe the technique, like the actual technique? Like, because you mentioned pressure points. I mean, how do people do it?
The pressure points, there's actually quite a few. So, I mean, I'll tell you some of them. So getting the little guide would probably help somebody to visually see it. But we usually start out what we call a setup statement. When we tap we call it the karate chop point, and that's outside the hand, the fatty, fleshy part, like if you're going to do a karate chop on a board.
Okay.
So we just tap there, and we set up statements like, even though this is your challenge, and it's always what's true for you. So what's nice about it, when you're in a private, confidential situation, whatever's true for you is fine. You know, whether you have to scream or holler or swear or curse, because we really want that energy to come out and be released right away. That's why I said take off the good girl hat, the good boy hat. You know, we're just going for it. And so we go, even though I have this challenge, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. So there's the honesty part of it.
That's what you say when you tap on your hand. Okay.
Yeah. And there's different versions of it depending on, we get to, I love and accept myself, but most people can't start out that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's just too far ahead of the game from where they're at. So we kind of work into different levels of statements while we're tapping. And then...
Does it matter if left hand or right hand?
Well, here's the great thing. The energy meridians, the main ones, run down both sides of your body.
Okay.
So you could do either hand. You can go back and forth, whatever you want to do. And the beautiful thing about it is you can't do this wrong. You know, if you only get some of the points, there are versions of EFT out there that they want you to do algorithms and all this kind of stuff. And I've been doing it for 10 years, and it does not matter. It just doesn't matter.
Okay. We're doing it as you're talking, so that's why. Oh,
okay. Well, let me tell you about the rest of the points, and maybe you want to play with one little thing. You don't even have to tell me what it is if you don't want to.
Okay.
So then we would typically go to the beginning of the eyebrow.
Okay.
That's the closest to the nose.
Okay.
And tap there on the beginning of the eyebrow, and then we go outside the eye. And that's on the eye socket bone. Don't tap on your eye, and don't tap on your temple. Just the bone.
Okay.
And then under the eye, on the eye socket bone, under the nose, under the mouth, kind of in the crease,
mm-hmm.
under the collarbone, and that's right under the collarbone, about an inch down from the middle, is a little bit of a divot in your skin. You can feel it. It's about an inch or so under the collarbone,
okay.
towards the middle. Did you find it?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And then under the arm, about 4 inches under the armpit.
Okay.
And then top of head, just right in the middle.
Yep,
now, there are other ones, but I've really never had to use them.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so like if you're releasing a block, it all depends on the words that you're saying. So you could use this method, but you just change the statements.
Right, right. You know, and when I'm working with a client, you know, I'll make, you know how it is when you're intuitively connected, the words just come.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, that's the right word. But if you weren't working with somebody and you were working on yourself, then just be honest and say how you say it in your head.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, that little, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. She did this. I can't believe it. And then just everything about it. You know, I call it a brain dump. You know, if you're doing
okay.
it yourself, just brain dump everything and anything you can think about it. And it's really beneficial to speak how you would speak. Not to be proper.
To speak how you would speak. Oh, wow. Okay, I love that.
So if you're having a bad day with somebody at work and you just need to let it go, you can tap it out and just keep saying stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And be really crass. I mean, just really give it all, you know, don't be nice.
Oh,
and,
wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, you know, and then people say, oh, well, that sounds negative. And it's like, no. The negative's already there. We're just
yes.
trying to reduce
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, so they say, well, why are you bringing up the negative? And it's like, I'm not bringing it up. It's there.
And so it doesn't matter if you're left-handed to do it on the right-hand side or the right-handed and on the left. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Nope. No, not at all.
I love that.
I know.
That.
I love things I can't do wrong.
I
oh, even
you,
though I'm
hear.
A perfectionist, no. Start tapping, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's just, it really has to do, and with the energies of the word, that's why I say sometimes we curse, because, you know, it's like the angels have told me that sometimes the release, like if you have somebody that just doesn't, might curse once in a while, whatever, doesn't really do it, and then they get to be really upset and say their truth for, like, the first time. They said the energy release would fill the heavens. So
oh.
it's just, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, when you want to rant on someone or a
yeah.
situation, you kind of pull back because you're like, okay, if am I putting karma out there? Am I putting something out there that you don't want out? But
oh, you know, oh, that's so interesting you said that because when you talk about putting karma out there, you know, you're basically talking about cause and effect, the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty about this is when you're releasing it as soon as you can, now you're not holding it and you're not attracting it to you, so you're not going to create any karma.
Oh,
that's
okay.
good to know.
That is good to know because, you know, you're always mindful and you're like, oh, I don't want to, if I say it, then I don't, you know. But if you're doing it while you're tapping, then you're actually tapping into your emotional points, right?
Yeah.
And releasing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think what people do is try to be that good little girl or good little boy and
mm-hmm.
pretend that it doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can pretend. It's still there. And that's what, you know, starts building those bricks on that wall. You know, every time you pretend it didn't happen, it doesn't mean you have to do anything right there, but, you know, go run to, you know, as soon as you get home, or run into a restroom, or, you know, whatever you have to do. But when you try to pretend, or and I see this with a lot of spiritual people, is they try to avoid every elephant in the room. Like, I'm so spiritual, I don't get mad, and, you know, it's such a hogwash, I'm sorry. You know, it's just, it's okay to want to be better, but to pretend, your energy system's still not going to play that game with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
If it's there, it's there. And so
exactly.
If you really want to become more loving and open to spiritual awareness, I say deal with it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, so how long would a session run with you?
Okay. The sessions are typically 50 minutes. Yeah, and then I have programs, too, for people that really want to transcend where they are or, you know, have a 50 minutes. It depends what their challenges are, but we can get through a lot because I work pretty fast and we just go right to work.
Okay.
You know, so it's not a lot of, you know, just talking about it. We're actually working on it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you also use this technique, like if somebody wants to quit smoking or lose weight or,
quitting smoking and losing weight are probably the most challenging of everything. You know, it's just, you know, I'll have some come and, you know, bam, you know, there are five sessions, they're just on their way, and then others are just really locked into, you know, belief systems and how they perceive themselves.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, and the fear of letting go of the friend, you know, their cigarette, you know, it's always been there for them.
Yes.
Yeah,
because both of those things are tied to emotions.
Yeah, because I've had, you know, some, you know, after two sessions, they quit smoking. And then, but that's more uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that's not as quick as I would like it to be, but there's so much behind it. There's so much behind weight and so much behind smoking.
Yeah,
there's so many perceptions of belief systems and, you know, not even to count that maybe the habit of it, just there's just so much associated with it.
Oh, there is. Being a past smoker, there's a lot that goes along with it. That's why it's so hard to get off of it. You started it for a reason. So
And a lot of people, you know, that, you know, say they want to quit smoking, really don't want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, like if somebody comes in and says I'm depressed, you know, that they want to feel not depressed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
It's more, I guess it's as simple as that. You know. So.
Have you had people who are depressed that come to you that are on medication? And then learn this technique and then get off medication?
Yes, I have. You know, I would never tell anybody to get off. You know, they have to do that with their doctor.
Right.
But, you know, I had one gal after, you know, 35 years of depression, after two sessions, she was done.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow,
so it really is.
Have you had people who have lost weight from doing this, the EFT with that?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Like significant amounts of weight?
Well, I had one get, you know, like 100 pounds or something like that. I have personally have not.
Okay.
You know, I had one, she just, like, after, you know, five sessions, all of a sudden, she just, the shift in her mindset, and she's started eating differently and making smoothies, and she was down like 35, 40 pounds, and then she took up walking and then running, and, you know, just, I mean, everything in her life shifted.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's a lot of programs out there with, you know, EFT and weight loss, but I don't see that. I don't see them working. I think they're helpful, but if you just get a program and you're following somebody else's, remember getting back to what I said, everybody's really unique.
Yes.
But if you just follow somebody else's script, parts of it, of course, will speak to you, but parts are not going to. You know, that's
exactly.
Why that you know, that's why that individualization, I think, is really important. I mean, there's a lot of good. I mean, there's a lot of good to everything. And,
yep, exactly.
You know, I guess what I like is, like, you know, how they always say, and you know this as well, some things will work for some people, some won't.
Yeah.
But what I found is this works for most, and for most things. Because now you're finally going after the cause.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter what the symptom is. You're going after the cause or the emotional energy behind it.
Because it's working with an acupressure point, and that's how it's going in and releasing it.
Yeah, yep. And not only the acupressure point, what's different is you're getting to the component, the emotional component of the energy at the same time, okay? So you couldn't do this. This doesn't work if you're not there emotionally. I mean, if you're have no emotion whatsoever about a subject that's bothering you, which is,
mm-hmm.
seems almost impossible. But just say, for instance, you didn't, and you're tapping, it's really not going to break that down. Because what you want to do is you want to be, like I said, when you were doing the brain dump, if you had a bad day with somebody at work, is you're in the emotion of it. You're in it. Or even if you say it was later on in the evening, all you have to do is think about it and you're back into the emotion of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you want to tap.
Oh, okay.
And speak your truth. So there's three things going on. You've got the emotional energies there, you're tapping, and you're in the truth of it. And it doesn't even matter if it's really true, as long as it's true for you in the moment.
Ooh. What would you say your common themes of your EFT sessions with? Does there seem to be a theme with people that you work with that are over and over and over again? Are they similar?
No. Actually, I think that feeling stuck, you know, feeling stuck, whether it's with, you know, with sickness or career. And I really wish I could reel in to say there's a specific theme.
Mm-hmm.
But I get called for all kinds of reasons. And I'm sure just like you do, right? You know, somebody wants it about this. Maybe somebody passed away and there's grief, or maybe they're worried about their future. And, you know, there's just, people are very diverse in what's happening in the moment for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it would be different if I said, oh, yeah, I only work with blank, blank, blank.
Mm-hmm.
But I just haven't found that to be true.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I also... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Were you going to say something, Kim?
No. I thought it was one of you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you work with people who have, like, terminal illnesses or have been diagnosed with an illness, and then they work with you, do the EFT, and all of a sudden there's this miraculous outcome and change? Again, you're not declaring that you're a doctor or anything, but do you work with people who have been terminally ill and things have turned around? Or
Yes, I have. And I've also worked with terminally ill to help them be more calm about the transition.
Okay.
You know, but I had one, one gal that had a brain tumor, and it was taken off, and then, you know, it came up where there was a shadow again, and they were worried about it, and then she went to the Mayo, and we had done a few sessions together, and she went back to the Mayo, and there was nothing there, you know.
Wow.
No shadow, which she thought was a miracle for her.
Yeah.
And of course, there's no guarantees to what's going to happen because, you know, you've got to remember you're the one in control.
Yeah. Yes.
You're really the one, you know, that's opening up that door to healing yourself. You know, I'm just a guide to help the door open.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, and I had another one, you know, with cancer in the arm, and they were going to cut it off. Yeah, amputate. And they went down there, and it was gone, you know. Now, you know, several years later, it came back. So, because she didn't shift enough her stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So.
What would the cancer in the arm? What would that be about?
I don't know.
Obviously,
you know, sometimes,
stuff that she's hanging on to.
Yeah. Well, you know, she could have probably been helped more, like going through a longer period of sessions, maybe like 3 months, you know, of
all
sessions, you know, to really, because then we get into what I call review and reverse. You know, we get into every major aspect of your life, you know, and we review and reverse it, you know, as quickly as possible, of course. This is it. But, you know, it just, some people, it just depends what I have. You know, it just knowing of her in her past, there was a lot of grief, a lot of sadness. You know, and that can, you know, that could just put your body in a position energetically to, you know, possibly get an illness.
Yes, it can.
Or, you know, or even bring it back.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a little exercise you can do for us? So, listeners, we can do a little tapping session?
Well, it helps if I have a subject. So do one of you want to play? You have something?
I will play. I'll play with you.
Who's going to play with me? Marie? Or
Miss Beth. Miss Beth.
Beth, okay. Yeah, it really helps a lot if I have somebody to play with. Otherwise, I'm just picking out of the air. So, what do you have something that's bothering you, and you don't have to share what it is, or you can, it's up to you.
Well, how about, could we explore, because like, there's a lot of people who are talking about it. I know there's a lot of people who are going to relate to this. How about blocks to, like money blocks?
Okay, so here's an important thing to know with, you know, with the EFT is generalization doesn't work. Okay, money blocks
okay.
is too general. How does it show up? So, you know, you'd have to bring something up. How does it show up, you know, in your life? I'm worried about this, you know, and then I could take off.
Oh, I would say I'm worried about not having enough. Is that good enough? Is that a good enough statement to say?
Okay.
Or not having enough to pay the bills.
Not have enough to pay the bills.
And then have extra left over.
And extra left over. There you go. That's perfect.
Okay. And so, okay, since you're going to play with me, we'll just play it out. Okay. So that's just a statement. Okay. I'm worried about. Okay. So, we're going to go general at first, because now I have a more specific thing to go after. We're going to go general about it and then get deeper. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. Go to the karate chop.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Let me skim this down. I'm worried about not having enough money after I pay the bills. Or
no, money to pay the bills and then have money left over after that.
Yes.
To play with, right?
Yep, to play with.
Money.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Go to the karate chop. Even though I'm really worried. So you're going to repeat after me?
Okay, even though I really worry.
Well, see, there's two different things about having enough money. About not having enough money.
About not having enough money.
And then having enough to play with after.
And then having enough to play with after.
I accept who I am.
I accept who I am.
And how I feel about this.
And how I feel about this.
So even though I'm scared.
Though even though I am scared.
What if I don't have enough money?
What if I don't have enough money?
To pay the bills.
To pay the bills.
And part of me sad.
And part of me sad.
That I won't have enough to play with.
That I won't have enough to play with.
After that.
After that.
But I accept who I am.
But I accept who I am.
And how I feel about it.
And how I feel about it.
So even though. I'm really worried.
I'm really worried.
And sad.
And sad.
About not having enough money.
About not having enough money.
To pay my bills.
To pay my bills.
And play with.
And play with.
I accept and forgive myself.
I accept and forgive myself.
For being human.
For being human.
And how I feel.
And how I feel.
So we'll continue, but how did that feel to you so far?
Well, energetically, my body's just like, poof, poof. I'm laying down on the couch here, and I'm like jerking all over the place. So it's feeling great. I feel it. My legs opening up, my feet opening up, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're addressing the elephant in the room. Now, does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we're not sugarcoating anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm an open book. I'm an open book.
Okay, so go to the beginning of the eyebrow. I'm so worried.
I am so worried.
Outside the eye.
Outside the eye.
No, outside of the eye, I apologize, is where you're going to go next.
Okay.
On the tapping points. So I'll say eyebrow.
Okay, I got it.
But anyway,
I got
you know,
it. I got
say,
it.
Like I said, you can't do it wrong, so what the heck.
That's right.
Okay, so we'll go eyebrow outside the eye, under the eye, under the nose. So when you hear me say that, I'm just telling you where to go.
Okay.
In a nice place, too, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll play you.
Outside the eye.
Okay.
Heck, okay, can I curse on this show?
Oh, God, go for it, Kim.
Okay, got it, outside the eye. I'm scared shitless.
I'm scared shitless.
Under the eye. Where's this money going to come from?
Where's this money going to come from?
Under the nose. I'm going to be homeless.
I'm going to be homeless.
Under the mouth. I'm going to be so embarrassed.
I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Under the collarbone. If I can't pay my bills.
If I can't pay my bills.
Under the arm. And part of me is really mad.
And part of me is really mad.
If I can't have fun, too.
If I can't have fun, too.
With extra money.
With extra money.
Top of the head. How can I think of extra money?
How can I think of extra money?
And how can I think about fun?
How can I think about fun?
If I can't even pay my bills.
If I can't even pay my bills.
Go to the eyebrow. I am so screwed.
I am so screwed.
Outside the eye. I am so screwed.
I am so screwed.
Under the eye. I am just screwed.
I am just screwed.
Under the nose. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Under the mouth. I just don't know what to do.
I just don't know what to do.
Collarbone. I'm screwed.
I'm screwed.
Under the arm. Releasing and letting go.
Releasing and letting go.
Top of the head. A little bit of my worry.
A little bit of my worry.
I don't have to let it all go.
I don't have to let it all go.
In fact, I can get some of it back if I need to.
Heck, I can get some of it back if I need to.
Eyebrow. Releasing and letting go.
Releasing and letting go.
Outside the eye. A little bit of the worry.
A little bit of the worry.
Under the eye. A little bit of the anxiousness.
A little bit of the anxiousness.
Under the nose. A little bit of the anxiety.
A little bit of the anxiety.
Under the mouth. A little bit of the fear.
A little bit of the fear.
Collarbone. A little bit of the embarrassment.
A little bit of the embarrassment.
The hopelessness.
The hopelessness.
Helplessness.
Helplessness.
Powerlessness.
Powerlessness.
It's safe to, under the arm, it's safe to let a little bit go.
It's safe to let a little bit of it go.
Top of the head. And a little bit more.
And a little bit more.
Eyebrow, and a little bit more.
And a little bit more.
Outside the eye, I'm safe as I let it go.
I'm safe as I let it go.
Under the eye. I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Under the nose. I'm just laying here on this couch.
I'm just laying here on this couch.
Or sitting in a chair.
Or sitting in a chair.
Under the mouth. And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Collarbone. In fact, I rock.
In fact, I rock.
Okay, so just take a nice breath. Refreshing breath. And just tell me what you might have experienced. Doesn't matter either way.
Do I keep tapping or do I stop tapping?
No, you can stop tapping and
okay.
Just kind of let me know what you experienced, if anything.
I feel lighter. I do. I feel lighter and I actually feel brighter. I feel like I'm shining right now. I really honestly do. And my feet are feeling like they're clearing, and my legs and my hips and my lower back. My body's feeling really happy. I see like a smile coming from my heart.
Oh, good.
I feel fantastic.
And I did it along, and I was
saying
that quietly everything that you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I literally felt like the anxiety went flying out of my body.
Yeah, yes.
And I also feel really light, and I feel optimistic.
Yes.
And hopeful.
Yes.
And all of a sudden recharged.
Good, good, good.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank
that was
you.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we'll have to re-listen to this.
People listening to that one. There will be people listening
to
that one.
Well, I think that's really good because it's, you know, if you can get that rhythm down, I mean, even if you're sitting in the car and driving, you can, you know, if something comes up, you can just do a quick little tapping and get the words, whatever you need to say, and get it out.
Exactly.
And what's beautiful, even if somebody is listening to this or doing it on their own, change the words to your scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, change, add, you know, don't say some of it, say all of it. It doesn't matter as long as you keep true to yourself.
And it was so simple.
It was really
simple. Yeah.
So
yeah,
simple.
You know, we all go through the day trying to project ourselves as something, right? You know,
I literally am feeling stuff still flying off of me. And it's leaving my right-hand side, so that's a really good sign.
But, you know, I really like some of the words you use because they're not like, I don't know, namby-pamby is what comes to mind.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very direct and they're strong and they're like, you know what, I'm just saying it as I'm saying it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, there's,
you know,
there's no politically correct when we're doing this because...
No, and there's no sugarcoating. It's just, you're just saying
absolutely
it.
Not.
And I can see how people would cuss a little bit more. Some of the words were coming into my mind going, yeah, I can insert an F here.
You know, we didn't even get into the half of it, you know, how somebody might, you know, hate themselves for the situation they're in and, you know, the regret because they screwed up before. I mean, there's just so many aspects.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when we're working on it for 50 minutes or an hour, I mean, it's just bam, bam, bam. We're just hitting it every aspect we can.
Wow. Well, thank you. That was a gift, and I realized that was a gift that you gave to me, so thank you very much. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Too.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That it was fun doing it. I love doing it. So
very valuable. So what does a session cost or run with you?
Well, I have different programs for people. There's one thing is I don't know what a person needs, right? So
yeah.
I talk to them, right? And so, you know, on the website, there's a place where they can sign up for a 15-minute free, you know, chat, to a life breakthrough chat, just to discuss where they're at and what they might
okay.
need. You know, so it's rare that I just do, like, I do, you know, like one session, because pretty much there's nobody, I mean, it'll help, just like this did you, but it's really not addressing everything that needs to be addressed.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it depends, you know, what they need, the various programs that I have.
Okay.
Because I have a Get Rid of My Stuff Gold program, Get Rid of My Stuff Platinum program. And don't you think that's pretty unique how I came up with Get Rid of My Stuff? I kept thinking, what am I going to call these programs? You know, and people call me up all the time, and they're like, I've got stuff. You know, I just got stuff going on. I just got stuff. You know, I just got
yeah.
this stuff going on. So
exactly.
I thought, well, you know, use their words, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have a question.
So I think it would be best if we had a chat to see what a person, you know, needed.
Okay.
Okay. So would this help, say that you're dealing with a lot of past life issues, does this help with releasing and getting those out of the way and done with?
Oh, my God, that's a great question, because it comes up, believe it, more often than you might think, right?
Oh.
And when people are talking about past life issues, you know, it's usually because they went through a past life regression, or they read a book, or they talked to an intuitive and, you know, kind of talked about past lives. And what we do is, whatever the past life was or whatever you think about it, here we go back to truth again. You know, what is true for you? What's true about it that you believe, right? And, mm-hmm. again, how is it affecting you now? Okay? Because, I mean, if eternity goes as, you know, far backwards as it does forward, so, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, and like Abraham says, if you try to remember more, you know, more than this life, or trying to remember one or two or three or four past lives, we'd be more chaotic than we are now.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to do all that memory. So what when somebody comes in with that, it's, okay, what does it mean to you and how does it affect you now? What's your emotion about it now? Because there is only the, and I know, I hate when people use blatant statements, but sometimes you just have to. There is only the holy moment of now. So it doesn't, all is what is happening to you now. Even if it was a past life, what's showing up in your life now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can change, right? The only thing
yeah.
we can change.
Yeah.
We could
exactly.
change our perception of the past, but we can only do it in the now.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is true because, I mean, yeah, obviously it's presenting itself in this life, so you want to be able to recognize it and then release it,
yeah.
but not
exactly.
go back and dwell on it. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and it's kind of fun. I remember when I first learned about past lives, you know, oh, my God, I was a this and I was a that. And, you know, of course, I only said the good things I was.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm sure I was much worse things than that, too, but.
Yeah.
But it's all of it. I mean, when you really think about eternity and past lives is just goes as far backwards as it might go forward, then, you know, there's just too much there. So who are you now? And, of course, it's based on all past and that. But what's going on now for you? Because that's only, I mean, if nothing's going on now regarding a past life, then big deal. Who cares, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Kim, would you go into businesses and work with the whole business all at once? Or is this something that you recommend that it's individually because you need to really get to the heart of what's really going on?
Oh, no, I do groups all the time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, and it depends on the situation. You know, if it's a business and they're having some issues like personality issues or morale issues, sometimes it is better to see the individuals for a bit before the group, you know.
Okay.
But group is very powerful. I don't know if you remember, but I said that we all have the same range of emotions.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So even with, you know, Beth, like when we're tapping, you know, and you said so many people are going through this, and they are, and especially
yeah.
over the last, you know, 6 years, it's just been really challenging for a lot of people, and a lot of good people, not that there's good and bad, but a lot of good people or people that were responsible got in bad situations.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and it's heart-wrenching for them. There's a lot of grief and regret and embarrassment and more, you know, nobody, you know, really alone on this.
Oh, I
so
know.
What we did, I think you were right, is really helpful to a lot of people. And that's why the group sessions could be very powerful because we all share that compassion for each other.
Yes.
You know, so even if we were tapping on one thing, you know, and you had someone else had another thing, but it was a similar on the emotional scale, they're going to benefit.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Did that make sense?
It
yeah.
does.
Did
yes.
Okay.
Well, imagine the productivity if you go into a business and everybody's having an issue and you're able to clear everybody and release stuff at the same time, and then they're all clear
yeah.
and they go back to their work. Imagine what
yeah.
can be created.
Yeah, and it's not just, I know, you know, as intuitives and healers, you know, it's not just in the moment, you know, releasing stuff. You know, what's some strategies you can use?
Exactly.
You know, what do I do when you're not there, kind of the thing, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
what I
yeah.
like to do is give people strategies. Okay, when this happens, you can go to try this. And we actually make a wallet card. And says, okay, I'm in this. Okay, nope, this isn't going to work right now. This might work. Okay, this will work. You know, so give them some strategies, you know, tactics that they can use to get them out of whatever they're in.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're almost done, believe it or not. We have 2 minutes left.
Oh, my God, that went so fast.
Yeah,
I know.
Really fast. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are great.
For sharing. Yeah, thanks for sharing your expertise with us and for doing that little exercise. That was really, really great.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Boy, Kim, what you could do if you could get into the school systems
mm-hmm.
and work with you know, the bullying
that
is going on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get them while they're young.
I know. Seriously. Have you ever thought about going down that alley?
I've worked with, you know, teachers and parents and stuff like that, and they so want it. But, you know, there's, you know, kind of that red tape. You know, I've even got a video on kids and EFT, you know, as,
wow.
you know, small as 4. And they really, you know, take to it, and they release so fast.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They
do. You know, once you get to their truth, it's gone, and they want to go play. They're bored now.
Yeah.
You know how easy it would be for a student to sit in there as they're feeling all this stuff they could be tapping as they're sitting in class.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh,
principals,
yeah.
teachers, supervisors who are listening to this, because I know we have people from all over the world who listen to the show, really
yeah.
think about this vital tool that could be brought into your school system, because bullying is so out of control. It
yeah.
is so out of control.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just in the school system, but if we could nab it there, boy, the wonders it would do.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, before
yeah.
we do run out of
yeah.
Time, because it was less than 60 seconds, we want to thank you so much for coming on. We so appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much, and we will catch our listeners on Friday. And have a great evening.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.